What if I told you, familia, that if you have the determination, if you learned a specific skill set, if you actually map out where you want to get to, that actually you can and will fulfill the talent, the gift, the purpose that you have in tu vida, que eso sí es posible. When everyone else thinks it's imposible, you know, deep down inside, que nuestra herencia, nuestra identidad, y nuestra familia knows that we have a greater calling. Man, let's kick this celebration off with the Latino Heritage Month y celebrando toda nuestra familia latina, and really understand the beauty of a movie where a million miles away, someone is telling you, si se puede. Let's go. Hola, ¿qué tal, familia? This is your host here at Fuel Pasión Podcast. That was not a good intro. All right, retake. Hola, familia. This is your host, Noan El Boricua, here on Fuel Pasión Podcast, where we already know we immerse ourselves dentro de la cultura, we grow in our faith, y como siempre, we make those conexiones. And I want to share, as we're understanding this new season of the, you know, Fuel Pasión, I wanted to be able to speak to just celebrando familia. And in this context of celebrando familia, we're going to look at the culture, we're going to look at faith, and we're also going to look at the connection, or what I like to say, maybe like community, comunidad, in this next season. And we're in season 6 of Fuel Pasión, and it's amazing. Muchas gracias a cada uno de ustedes. Thank you so much that you're willing to watch, listen. So if you don't know, or maybe you haven't had the chance, you can subscribe. You can, you know, follow us here on the YouTube channel, as well as on Instagram, and also follow us and, you know, subscribe to us via all plataformas, I like to say it in Spanish, when it comes to our podcast. And I think for me, one of the biggest things that I wanted to share was this movie that's currently on Amazon Prime at the time of this recording. I think there was a couple viewings in theaters. I wish it was in the theaters 100%. I would have watched this in the theater just to be around other people and moviegoers to be able to feel what I felt in this movie. And it is an amazing movie that is directed by Alejandra Marquez Adella and is based on the memoir. And I have the digital version. I got to get the hard copy, but I have the digital version here of Reaching for the Stars, the inspiring story of a migrant farm worker turned astronaut. And man, let me tell you, this is an amazing movie of just someone that just couldn't stop and just kept going. And I think for me, when I think about this, it's really important for us to understand that when we think about who we are, when we think about our calling, when we think about, like, what is it that we're trying to get after in life, I have my notes over here. When I think about this, so many things came to my mind. If you know who I am and know how I move and how I just the rhythm of my mindset, man, just move me. First of all, shout out to just the, you know, the team on the music that they chose. Look, yo soy boricua. And we know this story is based on a Mexican-American. And I think, you know, de lo que es la cultura mexicana, la música. I just thought it was so dope. One of the opening scenes is just, you know, Michael, a.k.a. Jose, just pulling up in his lowrider in his car. Like, there's a point in the movie where I'm just like, I was so hurt when he sold the car. But I get it, right? It's a sense of identidad, this sense of identity. But what I love about the director, Alejandra, is really kind of giving us mile markers. I'm not going to give them all because I really want you to go and really understand the importance of checking this movie out, apoyando nuestra gente, to understand the importance of, like, going after your dreams. And it doesn't matter how old you are, from a teenager, young adult, a seasoned veteran, it doesn't matter, like, We all have dreams that we should not give up on, especially when I think about my faith. If God has called you to be this great entrepreneur, this great, you know, medical professional, this great athlete, this great musician, like, we all have a calling. And I think that this story really says, like, yo, I don't care what anybody says, I am going after it. And I think for me, you know, I'm just going to pull this over here just because it's a lot easier for me. One of the things that comes to mind for me is that dreams know no bounds. And what I mean by this is that here is Jose coming from a humble background and familia of being a farm worker in Northern California and understanding the challenges, but at the same time, understanding that there was a dream of his of wanting to become this astronaut for NASA and to be able to see the stars up close and personal. I think that the question would be, if you did get a chance to go to space, what would be your favorite Latin dish that you would take? I'm going to be very honest. I'm torn because being Puerto Rican, I would automatically say, you know, mofongo. But I'm not going to lie. I'm also going to say unos tacos al pastor because that would be my dish. And if you understand the reference in the movie, you get where I'm coming from. But I want to know, what would be your dish that you would take to outer space? And I think one of the things is not just knowing that dreams have no bounds, but also understanding the importance that at the end of the day, we need to aim for the stars. I look that way because that's where the window is. And I think in this movie, Alejandra, the director, did something that was really cool. And there's one thing about these like keys to Jose's, like, you know, getting to become this astronaut. And one of the things is really understanding your roadmap. And I think a lot of times my question to you would be, you that are currently on your journey as a professional, maybe with an education and you're going after your educational aspirations, or maybe just your professional aspirations, what does your map look like? Can I be honest? I've had the opportunity to really think about my development as we're in a new fiscal year. And I think this movie was timely for me personally because of the fact that for me, one of the things that was a challenge and really put upon me was knowing, okay, what is my individual development plan for this new fiscal year? But bigger picture, how does that plug in to my career planning and my career map? And that to me was kind of like, oye, un momento, pero que tú dices, right? Like, what are you saying? Like, so my IDP has to be a little bit more like of the bigger picture. And when I sat there, I'm like, yo, like, I just never thought about it like that. And that's so true. And I think for me, it's like, okay, this is the one step to the bigger set of flights that I got to go after. And let me tell you, for Jose, you know, in his career, he applied 11 times to try to be an astronaut. And per, you know, paraphrasing him, he knew that if he wasn't going to get it, at least he tried. But he knew that he was already happy and comfortable with the life and the family, his wife and kids that was given to him. And really, to me, I think that's, I personally wish we could have seen a deeper dive of just him being a father, just because I'm a dad too, and being a husband. We see a little bit of that in the movie, of the tension and the aspirations of his wife, of her aiming for the stars, of having her own restaurant. So I think for me, like, we need to aim for the stars. The other thing is understanding this, just one diversity. And I think, man, dude, I don't have my keys, but I think it was just like, like when they gave him the set of keys and he was trying to go to his office, but the receptionist thought that he was the janitor. Look, I'm not going to be PC on it. Let's keep it 100. How many of you out there worked so hard in your educational journey and your aspirations of a professional job that you wanted? Maybe you're the first in your family, or maybe you're, you know, está siguiendo, right, the generation. You're continuing the generation of whatever role that is or whatever career, and only to find out because of the color of your skin, or maybe because your gender, like, you step into a role of leadership or of position, only for them to see you like, oh, you're like the rest. And I think that, man, that to me was crazy. That I go back to the car. Like, he went from like the lowrider, the you know, the bumping, the cruising, to like this sporty looking car. So I think, you know, my only feedback, it would have been great to see a little bit more of like that identidad, that identity, and also the assimilation that he kind of had to fight through. But at the end of the day, he found out that there is beauty in diversity, that there is beauty in la unidad de siendo Latino, Latina, because we may have different backgrounds, but what unites us is the skill set and the passion that we have to be able to serve and help others. And I think that Jose, la verdad, mi respeto y muchas gracias, just for this amazing journey of your life. And you're still now doing great things. And, you know, I don't think you'll ever see this video, but I just want to say thank you because you gave me goosebumps every time you balled up the paper and you threw it on the ground, but then you put it, you know, again, this is a movie, me seeing it. And in reading your book, deeper dive of just understanding some of the struggles, but at the end of the day, it's really understanding the biggest thing. And the last thing I'll leave you with is understanding the importance of just celebrating. Because I think for me, when we think about, you know, what it is, there's something in the movie that I love that is that one of the trainers was like, yo, do you even like know that? His wife, let me back up. His wife was like, but what do they have, right? That was a question. He's sitting there and, but what else? But what do you have that they don't, right? And it really got him to think like, yo, I need to start getting active, moving, running, you know, learning how to swim, learn, like just trying different things, learning new skill sets. It's so key. Look, at my age, I'm still trying to learn how to run this camera, how to go into post-production, how to get the lighting done, which I'm pointing this in the wrong way. Like, we're still learning, but it's getting involved. Like, you got to get in the mud and get dirty, right, metaphorically, to really understand the importance that if you're going to go to where you've been called to, that you got to be willing to think outside of the box of, like, what, look, how can I say it? I'm losing myself here because I'm not following the script. What I'm trying to say is, if you do not have the platform now, create the opportunity, create the platform. If you're not a marketing director, then create a platform where you are the marketing director and showcase what you can do, right? If you're not, you know, an entrepreneur in whatever kind of context, then seek something out where you're learning and shadowing. I think that's really big to understand that. So, just wanted to share that with you guys. I think there was a quote here that we kind of heard, and it was like hard work or nada. But also the trainer, Calpana, said, you know, that tenacity is a superpower. And I think for me, that's what it takes, you know, it really takes the importance of that. And this is kind of how I wanted to open it up. And I hope that you can stay tuned for all of our different episodes. And we're going to have some really amazing guests that we're going to talk to and learn. But we're also going to understand celebrando, you know, who they are, and celebrando each and every one of you. So I want to say muchas gracias a toda la comunidad, you know, our whole community within the Latin, you know, diversity that we have. Look, Latino, Latinas, thank you. Gracias. Los que han sido del pasado, from the past, now, and those future leaders and future people coming down the road, we celebrate you. I want to say thank you for inspiring us, because si se puede, oye, seguimos pa'lante, whatever the catchphrase you want to put, this is what we do every day, not just once a month, or not once a month, but once a year. We do this every day, but I hope that you can give someone their flowers, celebrate them, honor them, and remember to pay it forward. Oye, like always, check it out, FioPasionPodcast.com. Immerse yourself dentro de la cultura, grow in your faith, make tus conexiones, y como dice mi abuelita, que Dios te bendiga.